What is up, y'all? Welcome to episode 247 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello. It's Nate. No.
Nate is in his new studio.
Ish. Temporary. Yeah.
Yeah, you're got to move into your new place, but it's a bit of a fixer-upper.
It's definitely a fixer-upper.
You think you need to call Chip and Joanna? That's their show, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, sure, maybe. I think there's like three different ones, so if I had to call anyone from HGTV, it'd be the Property Brothers.
Do they do fixer-uppers?
Yeah, that's like that was like their whole point.
Oh, I thought they built houses.
No, they would like show someone like, this is what a move-in ready home would cost you, or you can buy this fixer-upper and then we fix it up and make it like what you want.
So what's the difference between Property Brothers and fixer-upper?
Nothing. Okay. Different people. All those shows are the same.
That's true. Love It or List It is the same too. They like redo the house and then
that's it.
Or they remodel the house and then they decide if they're gonna stay or sell it.
Oh, that's Love It or List It. That's my favorite.
Yeah, and then there's, have you seen Love It or List It too?
There's like with different people though.
Yeah, it's the exact same show with different hosts. It was a slow development season that year.
Yeah.
They didn't have any new ideas. Not that they ever had.
I'm in Illinois now.
You are. You're an Illinoisan.
I have plates on my car, a new license.
Really? Already?
I literally got it like the second day I lived here.
Wow, you were that eager to be Illinois?
I just wanted to get it out, done and out of the way.
That's crazy. So you have an Illinois license now?
I do.
Man, that took you like 3 years to get a Tennessee license when you moved there.
It did not take me that
long. It took you a long time. I visited you like three times and you still had a Tennessee license or a Texas license every time. One of those times you got pulled over because you still had Texas plates. And then you're like, here's my Texas license.
But whatever, I got it done. I got it done quicker now. Now I have Illinois plates and everything. It's all done.
So weird. I can't believe it.
So that's where I'm at now, everybody. If you were wondering where I landed,
you told us last time, but
yeah, I did tell them last time.
If this is your first time listening, which seems like why would you be listening for the first time at this point? But believe it or not, we get a fair amount of people that like, I get an email every week that says like what episodes have been downloaded that week. And a lot of people are downloading really old episodes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the episode that we talked about, Momo.
Yeah, Momo.
That gets like minimum 4 downloads every week.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder if people are searching like things about Momo and then that pops up.
I don't know. It's really weird. That every week that one is there. That's funny.
Momo. Yeah, that was a weird one. Speaking of like weird faces and masks, I guess. I don't know. I watched Scream 6.
Finally?
Yeah. It was okay, I guess. They're just kind of ridiculous now, right?
I mean, they've, since the second one, they've all been pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I still liked it. I like watching the movie and trying to figure out who the killer is. I'm like, oh, it's that person. Oh, no, it's definitely that person. And then I'm like, wrong. And I'm like, oh, it's that person.
Did you guess who the killer was before they told us?
I had a pretty good suspicion that it was that the cop guy.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But I did not call the other two.
I actually did not suspect him, but I did suspect at one time I suspected the roommate before she died.
This is the first time there's been like three of them.
Yeah, they're trying way too hard at this point. But don't worry, Scream 7 is coming next year.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, they already announced it. The script?
What? Why? How many people are going to try to put this thing on?
Until people stop watching it. So stop watching it, and they'll quit making them.
But, like, the main characters are all gone now. Like,
maybe Neve Campbell will come back.
Maybe she's the killer.
Maybe. I didn't even really miss her in this movie. She wasn't necessary.
They referenced her.
Yeah.
I thought this was, I liked how they went and they had all the masks from, like, all the past movies.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
And, like, the one was, like, really old and beat up because it was, like, the original one.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason for them to do anymore, but apparently they think otherwise. But maybe,
right? Jenna Ortega is like famous now. She doesn't need those movies anymore.
There's the writer's strike now, so. Although I think the script was already written.
what shows suffered?
All of them.
Well, yeah, but most of them had were like done already, right?
Yes, but the problem is that they just can't write any scripts for new episodes. So, like, until the strike is over, huh?
But like 9-1-1 and all that, weren't they? Don't they have? Aren't they done with like their seasons? Like,
yeah, this season's not affected. It's just that the next season it will come later because they don't have any scripts and they can't do anything until they have scripts. I guess they could just do improv.
I mean, that's what the like all the other shows are doing right now, right?
They can just be like, okay, in this scene, you're going to be rescuing a porcupine from a bush. Act how you think you should act.
I don't know how long the strike's going to last, but...
I don't know. They're saying that, like, it could be years.
Are you serious?
No.
There's not going to be any TV for years? Well, just network TV.
No, it's all TV. Apparently, one of the big issues that they're having is that... because, with like, network shows... they get paid in waves. So, like, they get paid for initially writing an episode. And then every time the episode is rerun, they get paid again. And then when it's sold into syndication, they get paid again. And they get paid every time the episode airs in syndication. And then if it's sold to Netflix, they get paid for that. And then they get a certain amount each year, I guess, from streaming stuff. So they get paid pretty well. But, like, streaming shows, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, whatever, they get paid one time, and that's it.
Oh.
So they're like, and because there's a lot more shows on streaming now, they're like, you need to pay us more. And they're like, no. And so then there's a problem. And then they're wanting, because now there's like, there's AI, and they're saying that they're going to start using AI to write scripts and write songs and shit. And so the writers are like, we need you to guarantee us that you're not going to replace us with computers. And they're like, we don't really want to guarantee that.
Yeah.
So they're having a lot of issues.
I'll go write some shows for a lot less than what they're...
No, because then you'd be a scab.
Yeah, I'll go be a scab.
You won't have any respect from the community.
That's fine. I'll be making money, though.
Maybe. Not much money, apparently.
They make a crap load of money.
Apparently not enough.
No, they're just greedy.
I saw a post from one person. I don't know what she's written, but she said that she has to work multiple jobs just to pay her bills. And she's written like on major network shows.
It's probably because she lives like in a downtown loft or something.
I mean, yeah, all of these people live in LA and New York. So the cost of living is not cheap. So that's part of the problem. Maybe they all need to move to Iowa or Michigan.
Yeah.
And write from there and just email their scripts. Like
they just all need to share one bedroom apartment and then take turns being in the bedroom.
There you go. Somebody just needs to open like a writer's compound and they all just live on the compound in the middle of nowhere. And then they write their scripts and send them in.
Yeah.
But I guess also like even stuff that's like there's movies and TV shows and stuff that have scripts that are written, but the actors don't want to cross the picket line. So they can't film anything even though it's already been written.
Well, everyone, there's a new thing we're going to do today. We don't have anything specific to talk about, but throughout time, Dustin has, like, I just jotted down notes of, like, topics that he maybe thought of at the time and then wrote it down, but then forgets about it. So he's put numbers next to them, and we're going to do, like, a game where I choose a number, and that's going to correspond to some random topic he has on thing, and then we're going to try to talk about that. And yeah. We're just going to do that a few times, and then we'll be done, but...
Some of them I'm taking off the list because, like, literally, one of them that I wrote on here is pizza, and one of them is 7-Eleven, and I don't know why I put those on there, so I'm going to have to remove them from the list.
Maybe he was thinking about pizza and 7-Elevens, I don't know.
I mean, because if I think of something and I'm like, this would be fun to talk about on the podcast at some point, I'll put it on this list, but most of it is not, like, pressing topics that are time sensitive. So I'm like, we'll get to it later if we have time somewhere. So they've just like kind of accumulated over time, some of them, and I don't remember a lot of them. So anyway, should we get started?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a number 1 through 13.
7.
Okay. This is a good one, kind of, I guess. It's just something funny that I thought about. So do you ever see ads for adult diapers?
No.
Okay. If you're, I don't know, you're at the grocery store or like Walgreens or something, and you're on an aisle, do you ever see the adult diapers on the shelf?
I have, yeah.
Have you noticed that a lot of them have, like, a young person on them smiling in their adult diapers?
I don't think now I'm going to go look. You're probably right, but it's not like an old person.
No, no, I am right because I've seen it. Some of them do have old people, but some of them, it's like this 24-year-old dude with abs that's like got his arms crossed wearing his fucking Depends. But what I always wonder when I see these are not even just the diapers, but like diarrhea medications or like, you know, you see ads on TV for these random, like, oh, I piss myself when I sit down. I need a pill for that. Like, I have diarrhea all the time. What do I do? Here's a pill. I always wonder, like, people in those ads or the people that model the adult diapers that are still young, do you think they audition? Do you think people go audition for a photo shoot for adult diapers? Or, like, their agent calls them and it's like, I got you this great photo shoot. I got you this great ad. It's for Depends. This is going to totally make your career. How do you think those conversations go?
I guess you got to start somewhere. I mean,
do you think people are like, oh shit, yes, this is it. This is my big break.
Probably. Some people probably are really excited about it. They're like, someone's going to see me. Some agent's going to see me in this Depends ad or something. And I mean, Vincent Chase was discovered off a Mentos ad.
Yeah, but
that was also fiction.
Yeah, and also, it's a lot different than something that's made for, like, 85-year-old people.
I could just see someone, like, agent being, like, excited for them, and then they're like, yeah, and they're like, they go out to, like, their three roommates that share a studio apartment with him, and he's like, I got a part in a Depends ad.
Do you think they take the diaper home and, like, wear it around to kind of get a feel?
Do they get to keep it?
I'm wondering if, like, they do research to, like,
maybe
like they move around in the diaper, like, to know how it feels to wear it, so they know how to embody the diaper better.
Maybe I would, if I got that part, I would go to the store, buy some, and just wear them around. That way I'm comfortable.
Honestly, wearing a diaper doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world, just in general.
Well, lots of people do it.
I mean, usually it's people that can't control their leakage, but.
No, but I've heard of, like, doctors and surgeons wearing them during, like, long surgeries.
Well, right, because they don't have time to go to the bathroom. I'm just talking about, like, me just living my normal life. I can go to the bathroom whenever the hell I want, but maybe sometimes I just don't feel like making the time for it.
I mean, I guess in your travels, instead of having to pull over, you could just pee right there.
That's what, there was that astronaut lady, right?
It's only one-time use, right? You gotta change.
Well, yeah, unless you use cloth diapers, and then you could just wash them and reuse them.
That's disgusting.
They do it for babies. There was that astronaut chick that was like, I forget, they made a movie about her with Natalie Portman. But she like drove across the country and she wore a diaper so she wouldn't have to stop to pee because she was like chasing some guy she was in love with or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up. It's a real story. But I also wonder, like, is that a job that you accept right away? Like the diaper modeling job? Is that something like you've got to give me a yes or no now because I've got a whole list of people that cannot wait to do this ad?
I mean, I guess it depends on where your career is at the time.
Like, do you have to be really desperate to do something like that, do you think?
No, I don't think you have to be like really desperate. I think you just have to, it's like paying your dues, you know? Like, you're going to take these crappy things because that's going to, you know, that job right there, it may not be like, it may be like just bad or it's just putting you in a really bad place in life. But you know what? That job's probably going to like pay your rent for the next 2 months. So
that's possibly true. But also, I feel like that's probably not going to get you, like, that job in and of itself is not going to be something that make people take notice of you and want to hire you for something else. Unless it's like another really shitty commercial.
But it's going to keep the bills paid while you continue to try to get.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to like do things like that.
I keep trying to get in the headspace of somebody that's.
Nicolas Cage would probably take it.
I don't think even he's that desperate. He would do a Pureflix movie before he would do a diaper ad.
He would do a movie about an up-and-coming actor who had to do a diaper ad.
That would be a good movie.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. Do I keep choosing the numbers?
Yeah, because I already know the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I can cross this one off the list, finally.
Let's go. I'm going to go with number 11.
11. Okay, this is just an annoyance for me. And maybe some other parents out there. I'm not a parent, but I've kind of felt like a parent for the last few months because I've been, like, taking care of children every day. Have you ever have you ever tasted baby formula?
No.
It tastes so bad.
Bet.
It is the worst thing, but, like, babies love it. They guzzle it down.
Oh, they don't really, like, taste things, do they?
I mean, like, my niece, she's about to be one, so she's eating some other kinds of foods. Like she eats
nutrients.
Applesauce and macaroni and avocado and stuff like that, but she still loves to suck down her bottle. And one day I was like, what does this taste like? So I took a swig of the bottle and it was the most disgusting thing, worse than all of the disgusting ice creams I've tried times 10. Like, it was awful. If they made a baby formula ice cream, I would not eat it. I wouldn't, not even if you paid me. And I was like, how do people eat this? And then I Googled it. I was like, I was trying to figure out, is this normal? And then the first thing that comes up is a Reddit post. And it's like, is baby food supposed to taste like Satan's diarrhea? Baby formula, rather. And there's like all these posts on Reddit about how awful baby formula tastes. And then I felt a lot better. But when you have kids, do not try the formula. It's the worst thing ever.
That's funny.
But I hear that breast milk is pretty good.
Ew, I don't know. We should try that next.
I got to find a breast to suck it from.
Ew.
Yeah, so that was that one. That was just a minor
That's funny.
Thing on there. All right.
Let's go with number 13.
Okay, 13 is the thing that we talked about earlier about Baltimore suing Hyundai and Kia. So
okay, yeah.
I just heard about this the other day. Well, because I've been...
I have a Hyundai.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, you have to get in your car.
But your Hyundai is more at risk than mine is. No, yours isn't because it has a push-button start. So I'll preface this by saying I don't
start my car with keys like some kind of poor person.
My aunt does. She has a Hyundai. She has the same car that you do. It's just not the hatchback. But she has to use keys. I think... Or maybe she doesn't.
What a peasant.
Yeah, whenever I had to get my rental car, it was a Camry, and I had a Camry before that, and it had push-button start, and they handed me the keys, and I was looking at them, I was like, what are these? I was like, do I stick this in the ignition? Like, I totally forgot what my old life was like, where I had to stick keys in the ignition. And I was like, this is the most annoying fucking thing ever. I think I've talked about this even on the podcast before. Like, totally first world problems. But having to, like, take your keys in and out of your pocket all the time...
Highly annoying.
...is the most annoying thing ever. But, so, I don't know why I do this. Last year, before I started on my travels, I was looking up crime statistics and all the places I wanted to go, and it was always... Every article I read was like, if you come here, you might die. except for Memphis, which was, if you come here, you probably will die. And I was freaked out everywhere I went. But once I left for Memphis, nowhere that I went did I look up anything about the crime there. And then, so this year, for some reason, I was like, let me look up the crime again because it worked out so well the last time. And I was looking up and I was like, Little Rock, Arkansas, apparently is like the third most dangerous city in America. And I was like, oh, shit, because I was there walking around downtown with my headphones in, like, just completely exposed to all criminal activity and in danger, and I never knew it or saw it. But apparently, the city of Baltimore, they are having a lot of crime now, a huge crime wave. And part of the reason for that is because they keep releasing the criminals up back out on the street like an hour after they arrest them. That's the main issue. So this is kind of a whole other thing. But the problem is that a lot of the crime in these major cities is committed by black and brown people, more black people. But they don't like the optics of having too many black people in jail. So most of them, they just send back out on the street because they were like, we need to have like equal ratios here. So then they just release them and then they just keep committing more crimes. But so they've had a shit ton of car thefts in the last year. Like that, I guess they've like spiked hugely. And so rather than cracking down on car thieves and actually keeping them in prison, what they've decided to do is sue the makers of Hyundai and Kia cars because they made their cars too easy to steal, which makes 100% sense to me.
I don't even know how that's a real case, like who actually took that case on.
So apparently there's some kind of loophole in the computer system in Hyundai and Kia cars to where you can like bypass all of the anti-theft stuff and still be able to steal the car. But if you have a push button, apparently those are, it's a lot more difficult than the other ones. So that made me feel a little bit better.
Okay.
But I just think it's funny that it's like their solution to curbing car theft is to sue the car makers for making their cars too easy to steal rather than making sure they're keeping car thieves off the street longer than 30 minutes.
That's America, though.
It is. Yeah, everywhere is bad like that, apparently.
That's I wonder how that case is.
I mean, that can't like last, right?
I don't see how that's even like a, I don't see that. If I was a judge, I'd be like, what? This is stupid. No.
I mean, I guess you could make the case that they were negligent in making sure that the, whatever this, I don't even know what this loophole is, but like, I guess other cars aren't having that problem.
Yeah. That's just, okay. I can't with that anymore.
I mean, the real problem is that they're looking for any way to address the crime issue, but what actually is causing the issue.
Yeah.
And it's just making them look stupid, and it's making their cities more dangerous, and it's just going to keep getting worse until people are actually willing to focus on the real problem, which they probably won't ever. So we'll probably just all get murdered.
Probably. Well, not, we don't live there, so.
It's going to end up being everyone either gets murdered or they become the criminal, one or the other.
There you go. There's a movie there somewhere. let's see. We'll do a few more, and then we'll go away. But we'll get to that after the break.
Okay, we're back.
But we don't have anything to put in the break. So
we could insert your song
or
your single,
like an old commercial from the 80s or something.
Where's the beef? Is that what that was? Where's the beef?
Yeah, the old lady. Let's go with number 4.
Okay. This is another thing that this is an observation that I have of something that I find odd. Do you find it as weird as I do when grown men say that their mom is their best friend?
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't even hesitate. That's just weird.
Why do you think that's a thing?
I don't know. They're just weird. They're weirdos. I don't know. Maybe aren't they usually like weird? Or weirdos, or
I guess so. Maybe just like kind of socially awkward. I guess
they don't know how to connect people, and they just are they. They're usually like single or whatever. Like
they're always single.
Child.
I mean, I'm single, but my mom has never been. I love my mom, but I've never considered her my best friend.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, I don't judge them for it, but I still understand it.
I don't judge them. I just think they're fucking weirdos.
Do you know anyone like that?
Yes. I see people on Facebook. There's people that are always posting like, oh, I'm doing this with my mom. I love her so much. She's my best friend. There's this one guy, and I mean, this might be a clue, but him and his mom are always going to musicals together.
Gosh.
And they always take a picture in front of the sign, like the big cardboard sign in the front of the lobby. And they're like, I'm so glad that me and my mom always go to musicals together. She's my best friend.
I mean, I don't know. I guess
or like, I know this other guy whose mom has been in and out of the hospital a lot, and he's always like, please pray for her. I need her to get better. She's my best friend. I don't know what I'd do without her. And I'm just like, why?
Do they just not have friends?
Maybe. I mean, this one dude that I'm talking about, his mom was in the hospital. He's like in his 50s. And he still, I think he lives with his mom. I could be wrong about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I've always thought, I've never known anyone like that, but I still think it's like it's different.
It's like girls, it makes sense.
I don't consider my parents my friends.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's, I see my parents, or I think I talk to my parents more than, I don't know. My parents definitely want to be my friends. I don't know. But, like, it's hard to consider your parents your friends if they still act like your parents. You know what I mean? Like, when they're trying to parent you.
Yeah, that's their job, though.
But it's, I mean, when you're an adult, I feel like you don't need that so much unless, like, unless you're asking for it. You go to them for advice.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my thing with my dad is that, like, I go to him when I need help. And I maybe he still sees me as a kid because he always – we, like, can't have a conversation without him thinking that he needs to teach me something or, like, explaining things to me, just assuming I don't know what he's talking about. And it's like, this is annoying. This is why I don't like to talk to you. Anyway, I just think that's weird. And no judgment if your mom – you're a man and your mom is your best friend. But, like
– just a little bit.
I mean, maybe that's somebody that, like...
Some people, that's the only, like, positive person they've ever had in their life.
In a lot of cases, they're probably... Their dad probably is not in the picture, and they probably have never made, like, close connections with anyone else.
Most likely, probably, that's usually the case, right?
Yeah. Which it just seems sure. Like when you're an adult, you would, like, go out on your own and, like, live your life without... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I moved out when I was 18, and I never... went back.
So, somewhat related to what you just said, not related to this topic at all, how long before the other day had it been since you mowed a lawn?
See, well, like, today I actually mowed, like, a push mower, like, at the house I'm going to be at.
Oh, I thought you had a tractor.
Well, that's for here. Oh. House. Yeah. Over there, it's just, like, a smaller yard, so I just use the regular mower. So.
Okay, that's I wondered, you said you were on a tractor. I was like, how much fucking land do you have? I didn't think this was a very big place. Talking about your new house.
Yeah, that's just like a front backyard, very kind of small. But yeah, I mowed that today. So the last time I actually used like a push mower, I don't know. It's been years, probably at least 10, 12 years. Actually, no.
Probably more than that, huh?
Probably since I was 18. My senior year of high school was the last time I probably mowed a yard.
So that's what, 16 years?
Yeah. It's like riding a bike, though.
So somebody that was born on the day that you mowed your last lawn at 18 would be driving when you mowed your next lawn.
That's insane. I never had to. I've always lived like, I lived in apartments or, you know, I went to college, I was in the dorms.
Or you lived in a house where somebody else mowed the yard for you.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in a house where we had yard service.
Yeah. Or me.
Or you. So that was it. I mean,
that's funny. How was it mowing on a tractor?
That's chill. I mean, I just put like my Bluetooth headphones in and I like have a beer.
Do you wear overalls?
No, I don't wear overalls.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you had a dress code if you were going to ride on a tractor.
It's not even a tractor. It's just like I guess it is a tractor. I don't know. It's a John Deere.
Is it just a riding lawnmower?
No, you can like right now the mower is on it, but you can take the mower off and put like other things, like the other attachments. So I mean, I guess it is kind of like a tractor.
Okay. But it's not like a full size tractor like you see people on that are out like plowing fields and shit.
No, it's just like a John Deere like riding lawnmower type of deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's because literally I was picturing you on like a giant tractor out in this field mowing 50 acres or whatever.
No, it's not that.
That's how I had envisioned it.
We'll do one more and then that'll be it.
I think we should talk about number 12.
Okay.
Which is a story that you know about. The Hilton toe sucker.
Ooh, yeah. A toe sucker.
Yes. Is that not the fucking creepiest thing you've ever heard?
That story was amazing.
I read about that before they talked about it, and
yeah, me too. I came across my Facebook like the day it happened or whatever when it broke the news, and then they talked about it on Sore Losers later.
Yeah. So why don't I feel like I've talked a lot this episode? So you tell this story.
So there's a hotel, the Hilton hotel in downtown, and this is downtown Nashville, so it's like a nice Hilton. It's not like a Super 8 somewhere.
Right. That's what I assumed before I actually read the article. I was like, oh, this was like fucking the Steeplechase Inn in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, no, but that's what you would think when this, because the headline was like, hotel customer wakes up to hotel manager sucking his toes. Mm-hmm. So you automatically think it's like a Motel 6 or something, but we actually read the articles, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, this happened at the Hilton downtown Nashville. It's like a nice, it's probably like $300 a night. It's like expensive. It's a nice hotel. So, you know, this is where people like go to do business and stuff. Anyways, so the guy, he's there. The hotel manager, I guess, like made a copy of the guy's key to get into the room, which they have access to all that.
Well, because he was having trouble with his TV that night.
So I guess he reported that he was having trouble with his TV like earlier, but no one ever came to do anything about it. And so then he went to sleep, and like in the middle of the night, the manager went into the room in the middle of the night, and the customer woke up to that manager guy sucking on his toes.
Like, what kind of balls do you have to just break into someone's room and suck on their toes while they're asleep?
And that is how that guy woke up to, and then that guy, the hotel guy, got arrested, and they said, like, he told them that he did not suck on his toes, that he was going in there to, because he smelled smoke, but no one else on the floor or anywhere else reported the smell of smoke, and the guy was like, no, he was sucking on my toes.
Like,
I think that guy got a free stay, maybe some points. I don't know.
I know he probably got like a free drink from the vending machine downstairs.
Yeah,
like that's legitimately terrifying, and that's at a fucking nice hotel too.
Yeah,
is the scary thing. I stay in cheap motels, so like, there's no. But this is why I always do the latch.
Yes. See, this is why you always do the latch. This guy did not do the latch.
Didn't latch, and that was his mistake. You have to latch always.
So you can say it actually was his fault for not doing the latch.
Yeah. It sounds a little bit like Baltimore blaming Hyundai for people stealing cars, but I
think the manager guy could probably sue him for not doing his latch. Like, he almost wanted it to happen.
Right. Like, if you didn't want people just coming in sucking on your toes, why wouldn't you latch the door?
Exactly.
You're just asking.
Yeah.
You're asking for it.
So, yeah, that's a little... that's that story. I don't know that I got out of jail or what. I never followed up on it, but...
That's probably a guy they would keep in jail, and maybe rightfully so. Like, if someone had tried to set the hotel on fire, they would let that person out right away. Or if someone had broken into the guy's room and killed him, they might have let him out. But the toe sucker is definitely staying in jail.
He's out sucking on more toes. He's probably the night manager at Motel 6's now, sucking on toes. What? But people there like allow it.
So. Yeah, they pay you for that shit there. They probably talked about this on Sore Losers, but he got caught doing it this time. But surely he's done it other times, right?
There's no way that was like his first time doing it.
But also, like, I feel like if someone's sucking on my toes, I would wake up.
Well, the guy did wake up.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's done it to other people before and didn't get caught, then that must mean they didn't wake up, right?
Some people are like heavy sleepers, you know.
I wonder how hard he was sucking. Was he like deep throating the toes, or was it just like
if it was like just the big one, or
a little
like
tongue action, or just like a little love tap, a little love nibble,
I don't know.
Or did he have like all the toes in his mouth at one time?
I think the Sore Losers need to get him on the podcast.
They need to get the toe sucker on the podcast.
That's what I'll email, right? But forget about Bob or whatever that guy is. I want to hear the toe sucker.
Yeah, Bob Menery is cool and all, but can we get somebody that sucks on strangers' toes in hotels while they sleep?
Oh, yeah. That's that story, everybody. That was crazy.
Like, I'm going to have nightmares about that, I think.
Yeah. Well, before... Before we let y'all go, special thanks to all y'all for listening. If you're a continued listener, thanks a lot. This thing has taken many forms, and this is where we are now.
Yeah.
Tell them what your journey is this next leg.
So I'm going to see how much I can squeeze in. My plan is to do minimum. I'm going to go to Iowa. And then up to Minnesota, over to Wisconsin, down to Illinois, and then to Missouri. I have to come back. Well, I don't have to come back. I'm coming back in October for a wedding. So I don't know if I'll have time to do Missouri before I come back. But if I don't, then I'll probably just go to Missouri after the wedding. And then maybe somewhere else if I have time before Christmas. I don't know. But that's the plan as of right now.
Cool, cool. Well, if y'all want to see his journeys, you can follow him on his Instagram account, which is like Dustin Going Places.
Dustin is Going Places.
Yeah.
I haven't for a while, but
Dustin is Going Places, but that's where he posts all of areas.
My pictures so go and check that out. My stories and shit. You should post stuff from your firefighting.
I usually have my phone on me when I'm at work.
Oh.
We're not supposed to be on our phones.
What if you're like documenting the activities?
That's, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like, we're just not supposed to be on it as probationary members.
That girl on 911 Fake Texas films everything.
She does, but that's a television show.
That's true. And also, she's not white, so she can get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and she's not a probie, so.
Nope.
But anyways, y'all, thanks for listening. If you have any questions, concerns, you want to email us about anything.
Oh, wait.
What?
I had a couple movies I wanted to recommend.
Oh, okay.
But I got to go back because I forgot.
# movie recommendations.
Okay, so Air, about the creation of the Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, is really good.
Okay.
It's actually out on Amazon Prime now. So if you're lazy and you're poor and didn't see it at the movies, you can watch it for free at home if you have Amazon Prime. That's a really good one. The Covenant with Jake Gyllenhaal is really good.
Is that the new one he's in?
I guess. It came out in I saw it on April 25th.
Covenant. Is that the one where he's like a soldier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I need to watch that one then.
Yeah,
That's not out on streaming.
No, it's at the movies.
Oh, okay.
But he loses, his whole squad gets blown up, except for him and their interpreter in Afghanistan. And so the interpreter, like, saves his life, but then he's, like, enemy number one for the Taliban. So him and his family have to go underground. And, like, of course, all the interpreters are promised visas and shit to come to America, but it's, like, almost impossible for them to actually get them. So Jake Gyllenhaal goes back home, and then he's trying to get this guy his visa because his family is in danger, and it's, like, impossible. So he has to end up going back to Afghanistan to find him and his family and come back home. It's really good.
Okay. I'll have to try to check that one out.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was really good also.
I've not seen it.
It's probably the best Marvel movie since Endgame, I would say.
Nice. That's what I've heard, though.
It's really good. It's the last one. It might make you a little bit emotional, but so you should definitely see it if you haven't already. And then also I watched Blackberry, which is a movie about the creation of the Blackberry. It's a Canadian device. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
It has, what's his face from Always Sunny?
Charlie Day?
No.
Dennis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he's bald in the movie.
Oh.
But he's like the, and Jay Baruchel? Is that his name?
Yeah, something like that.
Jay Baruchel and this other guy are like business partners, and they came up with the idea for the BlackBerry, but they didn't really have like, they had a really shitty business that was in a lot of debt. Like they were given a $16 million contract to make modems for this company, but then like the modems didn't work. So the company was like, we're not going to pay you. So they spent $2 million building the modems and shipping them off. And then they were like, we're not going to pay you anything. So they're like $2 million in debt just from that. And then like they couldn't pay their employees and it was a whole mess. But then Dennis comes in and he has a lot of business experience and he helps them get their business off the ground. But then he like takes over and tries to run everything. And he doesn't really know anything about the tech stuff. So that's part of the reason why it all kind of came crashing down. It was interesting. There's a true story, obviously, about the rise and fall of the BlackBerry. But that one is also worth checking out.
All right. Movie Rex with Dustin.
Yeah.
if you have any questions or anything, get a hold of us. We have socials.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Bedroom Drinking Podcast. Email is bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
And with that, we wish you adieu. And we'll see y'all next time. And yep. Yeah. Here you go. Here's to y'all.
Naked Man.